We're for Adelaide and South Australia. These are today's headlines from The Advertiser. More than 160 years of brewing history will come to an end at Theberton today, when the final kegs roll off the line at the iconic West End Brewery. The end of production comes 8 months after brewery owner Lion announced it would close the historic site due to declining beer sales, intense competition from craft brewers, and rising costs. Brewing has taken place at the Port Road site since 1886, and final closure of the site will happen at the end of the month, followed by the demolition of buildings, then remediation and rezoning of the site. And if you'd like to read more, you can with a subscription at advertiser.com.au or download the app at your app store. A group of federal Liberal MPs have penned a letter to their party's state president decrying the expulsion of conservative Christian members. It follows a member of the Liberal state executive speaking out against the move. It was the state executive last week that refused the memberships of 150 new applicants and put 400 more members on notice after a recruitment drive by conservatives through largely Christian communities. South Australian MPs Tony Pacin, Nicole Flint, Rowan Ramsey and Senator Alex Antic co-signed the letter to moderate-backed SA Liberal President Lee Davis on Tuesday. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh, God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
Flinders University shark experts reassuring the public there's nothing sinister in four times as many bronze whaler shark sightings in South Australian waters this year. 82 bronze whaler sharks have been spotted in the first 6 months of the year, compared with 35 in all of last year. Every shark sighting since 2006 is lodged by the state government online, but Professor Charlie Houveniers says the data isn't accurate enough for trends to be analysed on a year-by-year basis. And Julie Bishop has been honoured with her own Barbie doll for being a glass ceiling shattering icon. Ms. Bishop was the first woman to serve as Foreign Affairs Minister and has been named Barbie's official 2021 role model for Australia. Toy giant Mattel hailed Ms. Bishop as a trailblazer as part of its annual celebration of role models, breaking boundaries to show girls they can achieve anything. And to sport, Port Adelaide forward Zach Butters is hopeful he can return to the footy field again this season, despite being unable to provide a timeline on his recovery from knee surgery. Butters has been sidelined with knee and ankle injuries since early April, and has this week been reintegrated back into some training drills. After positive outcomes from appointments with his surgeon so far, Butters has told SEN Radio he's optimistic to get back out there this year, but for now is just happy to have a footy back in his hands. And that's your headlines. For breaking news and updates throughout the day, take out a subscription at advertiser.com.au and we'll have another update for you tomorrow.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.